The legislature's auditors checked operations at some of Utah's water improvement districts, and they say most of those districts need to tidy up routine operations. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The Legislative Auditor General's office focused on 16 districts that only provide culinary water. They found 10 needing fine-tuning with tasks like bookkeeping, planning, and procurement. Wayne Kidd is the auditor who led the review.
In general, we found that smaller districts had more noncompliant issues than larger districts, likely due to the fact that smaller districts have fewer staff to help with administrative functions.
Auditors say periodic training would help local and special service districts like these keep up to date with laws and policies governing organizations that do the public's business using taxpayer funds. One example in the audit was a Bonavista district in northern Utah that manages nearly $20 million. It hasn't sought competitive bids for engineering or legal services for more than a decade. In eastern Utah's West Deschene district, there's a conflict of interest because the manager is not only board secretary, but also provides most of the district's construction services as a private contractor. LeGrand Bitter is executive director of the Utah Association of Special Districts. He says the findings are welcome.
We look forward to being involved in a positive way in training districts and district boards throughout the state of Utah and trying to support them in their governance of the people's assets.
Auditors are hoping their review gets attention from more than 400 districts in Utah that provide a variety of services, from water and sewer improvements to mosquito abatement. Judy Faze, KUER News.